This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
COVID is hitting school districts all over Texas, with cases higher in every district among teachers, staff, and children. Stephen Poole, the executive director of the United Educators Association, says while teachers want to see their students in the classroom, that may not be possible.
We're seeing more cases of teachers either having to go out of the classroom and quarantine for 10 days because of their own positive test, or they're having to go out because of close contact.
Poole believes that some schools or even districts will preemptively go to or be forced to all virtual again due to sheer lack of staff. The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments today on a challenge to the Biden administration's federal vaccine mandates. The lawsuit is brought by a handful of Republican-controlled states, plus several businesses and advocacy groups like the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
It violates the fundamental liberties of individuals to be able to make health care choices for themselves.
The group's attorney, Rob Henneke, says the government cannot force people to be subjected to medical procedures they oppose. A brand new state agency is in the business of catching crooks who use skimmers to steal your credit card information. The devices are usually found on gas pumps. Telemange with the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation says investigators with the new Financial Crimes Intelligence Center will monitor cases where these crimes appear to be happening.
Helping the law enforcement agencies understand how best to investigate those kinds of cases to make sure that they're able to get convictions once they've located who the people are who have put these skimmers on the gas pumps.
The center is located in Tyler. The Paris-Lamar County Health District reported Thursday there were 5 new positive PCR COVID tests and 92 positive antigen COVID tests. No new fatalities were reported. According to the health district, there are currently 642 active cases of coronavirus in the county. The RPM staffer assigned to the Paris Public Works Department, who was killed earlier this week in an accident involving a trash truck, has been identified in a statement issued by City Manager Grayson Path. 18-year-old Ashton Smallwood died of injuries he received in the accident that occurred in the 1900 block of Jackson Street. Law enforcement is continuing its investigation into the accident. A Nigerian man has been sentenced for fraud violations committed in East Texas. 39-year-old Shalom Olamide Ayatunde pleaded guilty on July 1st to passport fraud, false claim to U.S. citizenship, wire fraud, and false statement to a financial institution. He was sentenced to 46 months in federal prison. The reward for Texas 10 Most Wanted sex offender Bobby Joe Flores Jr. of Duncanville has been increased to $6,000. Flores had been wanted since October 2019 on a Dallas County warrant for continuous sexual abuse of a young child. The Duncanville Police Department also issued a warrant in January of 2020 for failure to comply with sex offender registration requirements. He has a history of other sex crimes in Indiana. Two women who were accused of capital murder have apparently cut off their ankle bracelets and have fled after posting bond at the Crowley Courthouse. New warrants have been issued for 50-year-old Nina Marano and her wife, 58-year-old Lisa Dykes. They were indicted for the 2020 murder of a Seattle tourist identified as Maricela Botello Valadez. Her body was found dumped near a cement plant in Wilmer. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.